Wake Up with Corey Knight.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's summer.
Are you kidding me?
Time for a look at the music calendar for Tuesday, May 10th. On this day in 1968, Jim Morrison of The Doors incites a riot during a Chicago concert. Then escapes backstage as the crowd battles with police. 1974, The Who sell out four nights at Madison Square Garden. 80,000 seats in less than 8 hours. 1978, the Rolling Stones single Miss You is released. It was one of the only rock songs that year to actually go all the way to number one. Everything else that year was disco.
Holding that so long, I've been sleeping all alone.
And finally, on this day in 1986, Motley Crue's drummer Tommy Lee marries Heather Locklear. They stayed married for 7 years. They divorced in August of 1993.
It's Corey Knight.
In rare cases, serious side effects have occurred in the liver and skin. Tell your doctor if you have nausea, vomiting, appetite loss, skin yellowing, or rash.
Okoboji's Best Rock Q102.
Well, believe it or not, Homer Simpson is 56 today. Also, U2's lead guy Bono is 51. Someday I want him to marry Cher Bono, just to confuse people even more. If you want to sing happy birthday to him, his real name is Paul Hewson. About imagine his mom back in the day.
Paul Hewson, you get over here right now.
Oh, it's summertime, baby. Sure feels like it anyway, doesn't it?
H-track playing all your favorite songs. Cause it's summer. Summertime is here. Yes, it's summer. My time of year.
The Q Morning Wake Up with Corey Knight.
Guacamole.
Well, President Obama is still basking in the glory over the killing of Osama bin Laden. He joins us on the phone right now. Good morning, Mr. President.
Well, hey there. How you doing today?
Woo-hoo! Wow, we're great, Mr. President. Sounds like you're doing very well, too.
Yep, every day is a party at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You know it, baby.
Yes, sir. We've heard the term spiking the football used when it comes to the death of Osama bin Laden. I thought you weren't going to celebrate too much.
Well, you thought wrong. I mean, anybody who doesn't think this is something to celebrate needs to have their head examined. USA! USA!
But, sir, aren't you worried this might look bad?
What the heck? No. Listen, that raid was the longest 40 minutes of my life, and the party is just beginning. Ding dong, bin Laden's dead. He got shot right in the head. Woohoo!
Sir, I hate to rain on your party, but it looks like you're spiking the football.
Nope. Now, I'm doing an end zone dance.
You're doing an end zone dance?
Just call me Barack Ocho Cinco Obama. You know, I want to go down in history as the Terrell Owens of the White House.
Really?
That's right. And in fact, I have a special message for whoever takes over for bin Laden. Get your popcorn ready. Fist bump.
There he goes, the leader of the free world.
According to a new study by the National Sleep Foundation, using light-emitting gadgets like laptop computers, video games, and smartphones in the hour before bedtime makes it considerably more difficult to fall asleep. Avoid these glowing gadgets. And to ensure you have a great morning, use the one gadget that actually helps you wake up.
The Q Morning Wake Up with Corey Knight.
I love waking up drunk in the morning.